Hello, Patriots. Thanks for stopping by, Lori and Company and In Circle. Hope to get through a lot of topics, so I'm just going to ask you if you have an important question to either wait to the end of the show or go into the chat room, which I'm opening now. Keep it civil in there, people. There are people watching, okay? Don't start, you know, doing weird stuff or saying weird stuff, okay? This is about our country. It's not about your personal beliefs as far as, I mean, there are people like that like overtaxation and like to hurt little children, but I'm not one of them. So if you are, get out of my chat room. Okay. The number to call in is 515-602-9725. All right. We have I have a whole lot of stuff, and it's like hard to keep it organized because I'm being bombarded with info, and I'm doing my best because I don't see other people doing this, and so that's why I keep trying. I mean, there are other people having shows, but if you don't hear about it, why would you know or even think, oh, I'm going to stop by Getter and see the live shows that are on there, Getter, GETTR.com, like, let's get her done, like, that's the Larry the Cable Guy. I'm going to go over and listen to Triggered to hear Donald Trump Jr. Speak. You might not know about it. So part of this is just trying to circle the wagons and get people on the same page because it's working, but it takes each of us. I mean, I can't do this alone. And the people who do try to stand up, let's just say, it becomes very problematic, let's just put it that way. I mean, these people that we're dealing with, the cabal, the shadow government, like I keep saying, these are leftover Nazis and communists and Marxists and perverts and sadists, okay? They will do anything. You know, they're not going to suddenly wake up and go, oh, the Lord came to me last night and told me I got to stop my evil ways. Okay, these people are possessed by evil, just like Hitler was. Okay, Hitler used to talk to a demon. So let's, you know, put our big boy pants on and pay attention and figure out what we're going to do about this. Because as Jesus said, come, let us reason together and find a solution. So that's what we're doing. Good, good people are finding solutions. Okay, so the one thing I wanted to go over about the tools and the keys. I put all this stuff on my Facebook because Facebook lets you edit it. And also, the problem is that I didn't realize if I put it on an old page, an old account that shows my married name, and if I have my married name out there, my kids will lose their jobs. That's what it comes down to. So I have to just tell you about it because I can't post links because I don't have an upgraded account right now. You know, this platform is really easy to use, and I'll help you to get set up, but you can't put links in the description if you don't have an upgraded account. So it makes it hard to share info because you can't even, you know, make the link embedded in the show text. So that's why people use Rumble and YouTube and the other ones, BitChute and Band.video and all these other ones are out there because, you know, it's not so problematic. However, you know, they have an expense with this platform. It's international, so they need to cover their expenses. So I'm not putting them down, just saying how it is. They have a special right now, Blog Talk Radio, to get 50% off the upgraded plans. It's ending soon, though. Okay, I'm going to be talking about the tools some of you may know, I made these newsletters trying to consolidate information and get the word out. And there's a newsletter that's I've posted on my, I think it's Laurabella Buzz on Twitter, which is now X.com, if you don't know. Elon changed the name of Twitter to X. X marks the spot like a treasure map. Anyway, I put the newsletters there, but I didn't put the tools for members because that's actually on my Facebook page, which is, they keep canceling me, so I have to keep restarting over and over again. So I have to figure out where I am. All right, so it's Laurabella Parish, which is my name, and there's a whole lot of us. And so if you're a parish and you're out there, you're the people that came over with William Penn and the Pilgrims. Okay, you've been here for a long time. You are legion. Okay, I mean that we are the size of an army. So are the Smiths. So are the Jones. Lots of others out there. I could name them, but I don't want to put them, you know, target on them. Okay. But there's a lot of Jones and a lot of Smiths related to Smiths. And there's also the Parish Clan. And one of the last things my big brother talked to me about was that he wanted to connect to my dad's side of the family. We were disconnected, disowned and everything else, and never saw them again since we were little. And it bothered my brother a lot because my brother was such a good man. And that's the one thing that the September 11th is about, is trying to have a date, a week or, you know, a few days that people make a commitment each year that they're going to go for family reunions. They're going to go do something in their old hometown with their people, their tribe, and to reconnect and to show the pictures and to tell the stories and to say, did you know this about, you know, Uncle Joe or whatever you might want to, you know, center on. But it's important that we pass down our history and our heritage, because we're so scattered that people are losing it. Oh, I got an eagle over my house. I take a picture. That's a good sign, people. I'm going to say it's an eagle. Maybe it's a buzzard, but I don't think so. I'm going to say it's an eagle. And an owl? Wow. I wish I had a better phone and a better camera. Holy cow. Holy cow. It could be a hawk. I can't tell the difference because my it's far away. But oh my goodness. Amazing grace. Anyway, getting back to this. So that's what September 11th is about. That's a day that everyone felt like the world changed, and then Alan Jackson's song, Where Were You When the World Stopped Turning, ties into this. You know, we all know what we were doing that day. Jesse Kelly was in the military as a young man. You know, he was in training. He saw it happen from where he was at that time. So my point for saying this is that that's a pivotal day, and it's an important one in history. But it's usually a day where we just feel sad and aggrieved, which is, you know, important. The grieving process is important. But we've got, after all these 20 years, 21 years, we've got to change it. 22 years, we've got to change it. That it's a day that has a different vibe in the air and a different purpose. And so that's what this 9/11 annual memorial festival benefit, and whatever benefit you're going to be working on, whatever cause you're centered on, not just mine, I'm trying to help Rawhide Ranch because I know they're doing good work. But there's lots and lots of other ones out there. And that's what the ICU guide Encircle guide is, and that's on Rumble at Lori's show. And Lori is not for me. I'm not a narcissist. It stands for Learn On Real Encircle. And that's because I realize that part of the problem why we're in this pickle is because people are being taught by really wicked, stupid people, communists and ignorant Democrats. And I guess some stupid Republicans as well, but they don't care if they teach false history or make the kids, the students, hate their country and hate white people and hate George Washington and all that. That's why you saw all the vandalism and the craziness going on. Because if you people think they're animals, they are taught that they came from an ape, which is total BS. The apes have more chromosomes. So where do those chromosomes disappear to, morons? Okay. I mean, this it's so obvious that we've been fed a pack of lies. And if you're stupid and don't have God in you, you swallow it and you believe it. So you have people acting like animals because they think they came from an animal. They're not, they don't think that they are created by a divine Lord that puts the spark of life in you at the moment of conception, whether you know it or not. You know, you don't have like a gob of cells inside your belly, and then 2 minutes before you're delivered into the world, that suddenly you get a soul, okay, or a spirit. You get that happens right away at the moment of the conception, and the Lord delivers your soul via His angels. So anyway, when you kill a baby, you're killing a human being. And what bothers me a lot is that those babies don't even get to be buried or named or even be held by the person that decided to kill them. And they are also sold the organs, the stem cells, even the foreskin for profit by really demonic leftists. So these people want abortion. They want taxpayers to pay for it because it funds the Democrat Party. They get a big, big check from the Planned Parenthood. It's basically satanic ritual abuse of children. And that should bother you. So we're going to put Planned Parenthood out of business because they're not care healthcare providers. That's not what they're doing. They give you an AIDS test, test you for pregnancy, give you the abortion pill, give you contraceptives, condoms. That's not healthcare. They don't even, most of them, 99% of them, don't even have like a mammogram to see if you have a breast tumor. They don't have like real doctors. They have people that are hired to do the abortion. So if you want to know more about that subject, go to lifenews.com, lifenews.com and preborn.org. They need to have help because if once a person sees the ultrasound of their unborn baby, 9 times out of 10 they don't go through with it. So check out those links. I put all that in the ICU guide as well as people that are famous, what they're involved with. There's Democrats, there's Republicans on there, there's Christians and Jews and Muslims. I'm trying to add more, but I'm having difficulty keeping up. I know Rabbi Shmuley came out and stood with Robert Kennedy Jr. because Robert Kennedy Jr. was being attacked as an anti-Semite, which is not true. The Kennedy boys were not against blacks or against Jews. They were against the cabal. And that's what JFK's last speech was about before it was infiltrated by Nazi CIA, decided to take him out. It was about, we're fighting a hidden enemy. If we don't work together, they're going to take over. And that's where we are now. They've taken over. We just had the BRICS happen, the Brazil, Russia, India, China, and Saudi Arabia. They're doing their own thing, taking so the dollar collapses and America goes down. So that's what a lot of these good people have been working on, is trying to find solutions for figuring out how to fight back. And, you know, it's it's not easy to get jobs and companies and businesses to come back to America because the labor in America is expensive. So that's how come, that's why they go to Indonesia and Taiwan and South Korea and Vietnam, because they need cheap labor because they can't sell a product at a reasonable cost if they have to pay, you know, a lot out for labor. So, you know, cheap labor is a big problem, but we have plenty of labor here that needs jobs, and that's partly why I'm doing this too, is the more people that are not struggling, not losing their homes, not losing their car because they can't make the payment, not able to feed their children, yet pay their electricity and their water. I mean, the utilities in California are skyrocketing. Even people who have put solar on their property are being told that the solar credits that they were promised aren't going to be honored. The scum that runs California should be taken into a field and disposed of, put it that way, because they are totally wrecking what was once the Golden State. It used to be a great place to live. Now it's hell. It's partly because we're so close to the border. So you have 156 countries at least flooding in because they've been told, come in and vote Democrat and we'll give you welfare and we'll give you housing that's subsidized. And, you know, they're basically replacing the boomer population. That's what the COVID shot was called, the boomer remover. Okay, people that were born after the World War II, that's the boomers. Each section of the population has different names, like X and millennials and all that stuff. So part of it is that they want to have a dumbed-down population so that they can just do their thing and get that the cabal gets richer and richer and we get poorer and poorer. And that's what Robert Kennedy Jr., to his credit, even though he's a big whack job on environment and buys all the stupid lies, and even the founder of Greenpeace says that it's been hijacked by whack jobs. But anyway, that's what Robert Kennedy Jr. has talked about, which is true, is the destruction of the middle class. America, Reagan once took Russian leaders around in a plane to show them from the sky how good Americans live. And he did that to show them that capitalism is good if you don't have crony capitalism, where only some make out well, or corporations get special deals, special funding, kickbacks, tax write-offs, so they don't not really paying taxes. So anyway, Reagan showed the Russians around on his plane, and they were like, "Wow, look at all the swimming pools, look at all the beautiful homes and nice cars in the driveway." And it was partly responsible for the Soviet Union, the USSR collapsing. Think about the Beatles song, "Back in the USSR." That's what that was about being glad to be back in America after being abroad and seeing how the poverty in communist Russia. Okay, they keep putting the cabal keeps pointing at Putin as some, you know, whack job. He's done good stuff, people. Okay, I'm not saying he's an angel. He hasn't done anything more than he's a KGB thug. What is the CIA? They're killing people. What is FBI? They're killing people. They're arresting people. They're going to Trump's home with bogus warrants and raiding his house and trying to take his stuff. I mean, they've arrested Roger Stone and all these other people. They're no better than Soviet Russia. Okay, so stop, get off your high horse. We know who you are and what you're doing. Don't pretend that you're above it. Okay, you're part of the problem. We're not going to be ruled by evil. I declare this in the name of Jesus Christ Almighty. Amen. It is written and it is done. This is not the time for America to go down. It's the time for us to rise up and take our place in at the time in history, which is to rule and reign, because we're supposed to be the city on a shining hill. We're supposed to be the country that people want to emulate and be like, not China communists, not Middle Eastern head choppers, and not people who hate their country. All right, so that's enough of that. All right, my license plate magic, Back to the Future. I've talked about this and posted about it. I wanted to make it that what was happening, what I was going through, experiences, that it would be share it with people so they could see it in real time and know that I wasn't just like writing it in the book to, you know, embellish the book and, you know, like make it seem more outrageous and wonderful than what it really was. I'm telling you, when people hear the whole story, if they don't realize that the Lord is real and come to the Lord, accept Jesus Christ as his son that came here to save us, pay the debt that he didn't owe, I'd be shocked because it is so amazing. And I'm not saying you have to be a Christian. If you want to be a Muslim, you know, or a Sikh or a Hindu, fine. But I'm saying to you that the Lord of the universe is alive and well and here. And it's just a veil between what we see and what is where the Lord is and heaven and all that stuff. So don't, your job is to at least open your mind and read and listen to people that you don't like, because the media ganged up, including politicians and including Republicans and Democrats, and eviscerated President Trump. And all he was trying to do was good. And that's a line from Lee Coulter, who's a great young musician. Is it so bad to want to do good? And that's what Trump was trying to do. He was trying to do something that should have been done long ago. Did you know that JFK was told by his secretary, who I think was named Miss Lincoln, not to go to Dallas that day, and that her husband had been in the restaurant in a cafe, and she heard men conspiring about what they were going to do, which was to have multiple shooters and kill President JFK because he didn't want to go and bomb Cuba and the Cuban Missile Crisis and all that stuff. Anyway, also because he was standing up to the leftover Nazis that had been imported. And JFK's secretary, which I was a secretary at one time in my life, I was administrative, I was a manager, I've done different things, but she said, I heard my husband said this, and I'm telling you, don't go, don't go, don't go. And he said, JFK said to his secretary that he wasn't going to live his life being afraid and cowering down and living in fear. And unfortunately, he went. And can you imagine the trauma of Jackie having to see her husband's head blown to bits in front of her, trying to climb out the back of the limousine? I mean, what a horrible, horrible, horrible day. And unfortunately, there were paid off people involved in our own government, and that's come out, and that's what Robert Kennedy's spoken about. And that's why he's in danger, and that's also why people are pretending that he's crazy, because the declassified documents is what President Trump has had access to. So, with that said, I had spoken to someone in an email who's in media, who's famous, and I'm not going to say who they are, but it's somebody that I trust because I know they love and care about America the way Reagan loved and cared about America and Americans. And I told him some key things so that he would be able to ask certain questions so that he would know whether the person was actually me, because he's never met me and I've never met him. And one of the things I said to him was that all that I know is in the video made by Huey Lewis in the News that is in my newsletter called Happy Endings and True Love, which is posted on my Twitter account. I put the video there long ago. I mean, I think I made that February 2023. So it was my Valentine's Day newsletter. So it's been sitting there embedded in my newsletter for all this time. Anyway, I told the guy in media that all I know is that the license plate at the end of that video of Huey Lewis in the News, The Power of Love, which is an important song to me and made a big impact on me when I was young. At the end of the video, it's showing Out of Time on the license plate. at the very end of the video. And I said, all I know is that I feel like that's a sign from the Lord that, you know, it's, you know, time to talk, time's up. Now it doesn't say that anymore, people. I just went and looked at the video, listened to it again to be inspired. And now it says tea time or T-A time, Tia time. I think Tia Pea, or I can't remember her name, but Melissa of Freedom Force has spoken about her. And I think that's what the license plate says now. And we're not out of time. We've been given grace because the Lord has heard our prayers despite all the stupid, dumb Democrats out there. I mean, you people, you're so freaking empty inside. You don't even know how dumb you are. Okay, if you think that there's evil, then guess what? There's something else that's on the other side. There's always a yin and a yang. So, you know, wake up and realize that you're not as smart as you think you are. Anyway, so that was really exciting to me. And, you know, I put it out there, and then, of course, probably it'll get changed. But I took a screen grab of it so they couldn't change it or mess with it. All right, so for the Maui updates, in case you've been asleep, a directed energy weapon was used, and we are at war, and the communist Chinese are there. They want that. They want to take over, and there's a military base in Maui, and I've been there, and so people I know. What happened there is not a tragedy. That's not even a good appropriate word for what was done. It was slaughter. And the messages leave us, the deep state, the cabal alone, or more towns will end up like Maui, Lahaina. So we're going to have to, our military, the white hats, the ones that are at the top over the CIA, there's military intelligence that are above CIA. They're not the top, okay? They're just the scum of the earth. Anyway, not all of them, but enough in the FBI and the CIA to make it, and the DOJ to make it a putrid mess of scumbags. And that's why President Trump was arrested, not because he did anything, because they just are out of control, fascist, Gestapo, Nazis. The Lord is going to strike you down. You back off, or you're going to be struck down. Okay, that's a warning. Like struck dead. Okay, you think he's going to let you touch his people? No way. Anyway, Maui updates. The best place to go, I think, for that is andweknow.com and Santa Surfing. That's Santa, like Christmas, Santa Surfing. She's actually there. There's an organization called Mercy Chefs, they're there trying to help feed the people. The government's not there. Joe Biden's on a beach in Delaware taking a powder. Okay, the most incompetent, crooked people are in government now. Obama packed it with Muslim Brotherhood and Marxists and Valerie Jarrett. She's born in Iran. She's a Muslim. She's a Marxist. And her father-in-law is the one that recruited people in Saudi Arabia, Muslim Marxist, to sponsor people like Obama and Michelle Obama, give them, pay for their education, make them important. All right. So I want to say that I'm going to be posting on social media a memo from President Trump. He needs help because not only is he facing all these legal bogus bills that they call lawfare, which is bog you down in lawsuits, and then you go bankrupt that way. But he needs help because, just like they wouldn't want to have Obama put on trial in, you know, Texas, where there's a lot of Republicans and right-thinking people. Why having Trump put on trial in D.C. that's full of the most corrupt, demonic, lawless, atheist Democrats in the world. It's nothing but a pile of cesspool there. Why would that? That's not giving him a trial by his peers, which you're entitled to. You're supposed to be your peers. That means the people that know you, your local community. It doesn't mean like it'd be putting like me on trial in D.C. I'm not from D.C. I lived in New Jersey and Pennsylvania and New York and California. Okay, I don't want to be put on trial there. So why is Trump being put there? I've put on to the other shows, the other that are on Blog Talk Radio, ways that you can sponsor a kid or an intern or put a playground at your church or your school or be able to pay for an event in your community. I have different ways of making that happen. I tried to put it out there so people would be inspired to, you know, not feel like, oh, what can I do? I'm just one person. That's what's important about joining with all the organizations that are on the ICU guide, whether it's the Optimist Club or the Rotary or the BBB or the AAA or the Lions Club, the Moose Club. I mean, there's all kinds of organizations that do good things. And so you get with them and you say, you know, I really want to sponsor a kid so they can go to camp. You know, what can we do to working together? Or I have a son who's a great carpenter, but he wants to go help build houses for the people in Maui, but he doesn't have any money to get there. Can we sponsor him? I mean, that's the whole thing. We've got to like put our heads together. But I have put some solutions out there on how you can do this, and they're on the channels that are listed on the front page of this one. So I try to make it easy so that people don't have to spend the years and years at this like that I've spent. Okay. Right now at the local animal shelter in Escondido, they've got incredibly cute kittens and a special deal on them. So get over there. My twin just got the most adorable Marmalade, and it behaves like an East Coast cat, meaning East Coast cats are much more, they've been here longer, so they're much more friendly and calm and just very loving and gentle. Where the West Coast cats, a lot of them, I guess, are feral, I don't know, but the ones that she's had since she's been in California, which has been for over, you know, 20 years, 25 years, they've been very aloof and not like typical cats. So maybe that's the problem with the people in California. They're not like typical humans. I don't know. But she finally got a really great cat, and she named him after a character in the movie How Green Was My Valley. And he has a little V on his forehead, and he's like a, you know, had like a marmalade, like reddish, really sweet, beautiful eyes. And he was born on the 17th. So that's also a significant to me. Anyway, and she named him Yanto. And that's a character in the book, in the movie, How Green Was My Valley. Show your kids the classic movies before they start dropping, before the whack jobs and media start putting all this millennial messaging and, you know, how great it is to be gay and all that stuff. Okay, old movies, and that's partly what I've put into the newsletters, which are on my Twitter feed that I've mentioned. In the summer, one as well as the spring, the Christmas one, I try to put old movies and old books and new books because we've got to change our culture. Okay, we've got a culture of that's producing weeds, and we're going to grow flowers, and we're going to have good, decent, moral, kind, loving, helpful, productive, drug-free young people. And I declare that in the name of Jesus Christ Almighty too. And you can laugh at me if you want to. I'm telling you that things are changing, and it's just going to take our combined efforts. We have another addition to our family besides the little kitty, Santo. Our son is engaged to a wonderful girl. And she's a sweetheart. And she was born in Vietnam. And we have a wedding coming. And I just can't believe it. But, you know, God does move in various ways. They went to school together. And they reconnected on just recently, like about a year ago. So anyway, the Lord does move in mysterious ways. So now we're going to get the rest of the kids married and having children. Because really, people, what else is there? It's about sharing time with your family, having good experiences, laughing, singing old songs, having shared memories, sharing life's milestones, holding a baby, helping them to learn to walk. I mean, there's not anything else, people. Okay, you can go through this life drugged up and out of it, or you can go through it engaged and making a difference. So choose which way you're going to go through it. And that's what Carrie Underwood's song is about, Wasted. It's about, you know, you're going to go through your life wasted on drugs or booze or whatever, or you're going to be productive and make it a good life. So if you're having trouble, there's all kinds of addiction help, and that's what Mike Lindell set up with Lindell Recovery Network. Use it, okay? It helps sometimes just to have other people say, yeah, I went through this too. I was addicted to porn. I was cheating on my wife. I mean, I grew up with my parents fighting all the time because my dad was, not once in a while, but all the time cheating on her. My mother was such a great woman, and he just, I don't know if he was, called a sex addict. I don't know. This is a long, long time ago. But he just cheated on her all, you know, a lot. And there's nothing worse than being betrayed by someone you love or that you think loves you. And my mom didn't have the life that she should have had. Neither did her big sister, who got polio and died from that later on. Her big sister got polio at 26, and they were very close because they were only like a year apart. And she got polio in Texas, and that's why that's how I'm linked to Alex Jones, because his mother got the bad polio shot and was messed up from it, and she was a swimmer, and Alex was a swimmer, and my sisters and brothers were on the swim team. So, I mean, there's a reason that I talk about looking for like patterns or things in common or similar names or links, because it sometimes helps you to have insights and to figure things out. Okay, the other news, someone was talking that my sister speaks to about Woodstock near Champaign Boulevard. Champaign Boulevard is where the Welk Resort is. For you people that don't know, Lawrence Welk was a musician and a conductor, Lawrence Welk Orchestra. And he was really corny and just a farm boy. And it turns out he's from Hungary. And he's from the Midwest and he came out here. Anyway, he bought up a bunch of land, so did Jimmy Buffett, so did Bing Crosby, and that's how the movie stars ended up down in the San Diego area because of those three people in particular. Also, Randolph Scott bought up land and had a ranch down here, and Eleanor Roosevelt had the Lilac Ranch nearby, and this is a whole interesting history to this area. Well, now this area is suddenly booming because all the leftists are coming. And the communists, I'm sorry, but I've spoken to them. And, you know, they're going here because they think, well, it's not a whole lot of new housing being built for one thing, but jobs or whatever. But what they're doing is changing the culture and the society now in this area. So me talking about this area and how this unique history has actually been not a good thing, because they're here now and they're taking over the unions of the first responders and the firefighters. And part of that, you know, is to make them vote for the person that they want. So if you're working for as a firefighter and you're making $100,000 a year or whatever the starting wage is, and your boss says you're going to vote for Biden, are you going to say, I'm not voting for that asshole? No, you're not going to say that. You're going to do what you're told, how they also take over using the unions. And there's a lot of people who are big pro-union groups, but do you realize that the unions were started because of the Democrats in the South mistreating people so badly and being unfair and having unsafe conditions? You think a Christian would let them let their people work in an unsafe condition? No, they wouldn't. And that's why the unions started, because the Democrats in the South, where the factories were, had unsafe conditions and were breaking rules and, you know, having trying to shut down companies by having unions walk out and that kind of stuff. You know, these are communists, okay? They're not nice people. So if you're in a union, think twice, because that's not going to be the way of the future. Lindell has employees that own part of his company, okay? They have a vested interest in doing a good job. They're good people. And some of the people that work for Mike Lindell are former addicts like Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell was a bar owner, and he got into crack cocaine, and it almost ruined his life. But the grace of God, the Lord took away that addiction. He woke up and didn't have it after asking the Lord for help. So the Lord does do miracles, but obviously if you're not asking the Lord to help you, he's not going to step in. The Lord is not going to go where he's not invited. So invite the Lord into your life and you will see amazing things happen. And it might not be right away, but it will be different and it will be good. And you might not even understand what's going on, but you'll understand as time progresses. All right, so wouldn't that be cool if we had a Woodstock type event down here in Escondido? Escondido means Hidden Valley. And I'm telling you that this place is special, and I don't know why the Lord's choosing this area, but it's on the 33rd latitude, and maybe that's why. I don't know, but I sense something is coming, like a song from Miami Vice. I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh, Lord, I can feel it. And I'm very sensitive to these things. Another person's always sensitive and intuition. Read Michael Jaco's book, J-A-C-O. He's a former CEO. He also works for the government. But there are good people that work for the government that are trying to fix things. But it's really hard to do by themselves. So that's why they need what I call a collective awakening. Not being woke, being awake, where you're like, oh, that was a false flag. A false flag doesn't mean that people didn't die or that there wasn't some, you know, terrible reason behind the incident. It means that the bad people in the government hijack the event and use it for their purposes. And the purpose is usually, we got to take away the guns. Okay, they want the guns because an unarmed population are really easy to take over. So it's nothing more than that. They wanted to take over by taking away the guns. Okay, every country that's given up their guns falls. I have also put on pubhtml5.com. That's a publication site for newsletters. The newsletters don't upload correctly always because some of the images don't show and things like that, but most of the newsletters are there. So you can go there to pub, like a, you know, a place you get a beer at, a pub, HTML5. All kinds of businesses and entrepreneurs have their brochures and booklets and books there. A lot of travel companies are there because it's expensive to print now, and it's also not very green. So I love this solution. I searched for this when I was trying to figure out how, like, I don't want to be sending out catalogs and having the expense of sending catalogs, which are pretty big usually and thick, and I thought there's got to be a better way. And they came up with different, you can put this, like I have it on my LoriBella.com website as on the bookcases, but you can also just look at the link and look at the books and brochures. And I put up Ramona, had Ramona.com. They had, a book and it was PDF format. So if you put it into PDF format, you can upload it. And, you know, then you don't have to say to someone, oh, I'll mail you out a catalog. You say, oh, go look at this link. And they can, it's pretty interactive and it's very cool. And it also is a green thing to do, saves trees, and I like that. You need to plant trees because that solves the carbon issue that the Democrats are pushing. Okay, we don't need to be taxed. Okay, China and India are particularly dirty and making pollution. And so what if America is paying some taxes for the carbon taxes we produce while they live in mansions and fly on private jets? You know, it's not going to work unless other bigger countries with bigger populations are cleaning up their own backyard. So that's also a big slush fund globalists that just do anything they can to wreck and mess with our lives. And we're not going to take it anymore. And I declare in the name of Jesus Christ Almighty that the cabal will fall and it will rue the day they mess with the USA. We're done, okay? You people better get underground or go back to your home countries because we're not going to take it anymore. And President Trump is going to be the president like he should have been the president in 2020 because the election fraud is so stinking obvious. I mean, these people are so dumb they can't even cover their dirty cloven hoof footprints. So go to frankspeech.com, frankspeech.com. That Mike Lindell's friends developed that. Mike has spent millions of his own money trying to fix the election problem. And it's so much that needs to be done. He's not just talking about it, he's doing it. And he needs help because he's being sued by Dominion machines for daring to say that the machines were hooked to the internet and rigged. And they were, hello. So he came up with election corruption. I want to get the site right, and I'm having trouble finding it. It's on frankspeech.com. He has Frank Social. It has a whole system there where you can, in real time, report what's going on. You can show what's going on. If you have people hooked up to the internet, it'll send off the signal. They have used technology that's military-grade, encrypted technology that these suckers, I said that with an S, suckers, meaning scumbag suckers, I didn't say the F word, that they aren't going to dare try to hurt our elections anymore. We're going to have the ballots, I think, held in under secure lock and key in libraries since our taxes pay for that. And we're going to have guards on our election boxes and ballot boxes. If you don't understand what the 2000 Mules movie is talking about, you're talking about people being paid to fill out ballots and shove them into ballot boxes, and that's how you steal elections. That's why the Democrats, they've been doing it for decades. They're so cheating scumbags that they are. They care about power. They don't care about fixing any problems, making things better. Anyway, I'm out of time, and I know I sound like I'm always upset, but there's a clock tower in Back to the Future. Look at the video that's in the Happy Endings newsletter. It no longer says out of time. It says Tia time. And Princess Tia, I can't even say her name. That's an important person in history, and it ties to the Scottish history. And that's why I said in the beginning of this, when I got involved, that the Scots and the Irish are going to be key in fixing this mess because there's a whole lot of us here too. I'm part German, part Scottish and Irish and Welsh and English and some other stuff. And, we know that America is the greatest nation on earth. And we don't say that with pride. We just say it because we know that it was so unique and so special. And people who don't realize that, you know, get out of here. We don't need you. All right. I'm going to try to get this information put in one place so that it's easier for you to look at it. If you are thinking about a kitty or adopting, that would be good. If you want to adopt a child, look over at skippydoodah.com. The rescued children need homes, and some of them are young, some of them are older, and some just need TLC. So, you know, search your heart, people. I got to get involved. I've just been afraid to get involved because I didn't want to put danger on anyone else because I was getting threats. Oh, so tolerant. Left. You wonder why I can't stand you people. You just are out of control, and we're not going to take it anymore. Right, here's the theme song to Operation Rainbow. I ask you to be bold, be brave, and we'll all be free. And good things are coming, including getting rid of the IRS and the FBI and NAFARA, which should have been rolled out long ago. You want to know why they hate President Trump? Look at his inaugural speech. He tells you what he's going to do. He tells you, and then over on the side, Hillary's talking to Bush saying, Bush says to her as he glares at President Trump, we've got a problem. And Hillary says to her buddy Bush, don't worry, we're going to squeeze them. Okay, this is collusion. This is conspiracy. They're the ones that are breaking the law, not President Trump or Mayor Judy Giuliani. Mayor Rudy Giuliani. I keep saying Judy because that's my buddy. Anyway, in Florida. But bottom line is, people, they're not going to get away with what they're doing if we all stand together and say, not on our watch. It's not happening. No, no, no. And they have got to be, they've been terrorizing us for decades. They got to be afraid of us. And I'm not advocating any violence. I'm saying you make it clear that you're aware of what they're doing and you're not going to be fooled by them anymore. They're going to make us put on masks again and lock down and further kill the businesses and further wreck up the economy. No, no, no. Okay, stand firm, people. Look at what I talk about because I think you'll find like, oh, I had no idea. Part of it is ignorance. Part of it is just assuming that people are going to be doing their jobs. Obama had 8 years to pack the government with scum of the earth, Marxists, Black Panthers, Muslim Brotherhood, communists. John Brennan, who ran the director of CIA, he's a declared communist and he embraces Muslim beliefs. You can't run a country built on Christian Judeo beliefs if you don't even believe in the beliefs of that country. This is a country built by Pilgrims and Quakers and Lutherans and Methodists and every other faith belief under the sun. But we, our documents, our Constitution, our Bill of Rights all came from the idea that we are empowered by our Creator. And we have certain unalienable, means don't, can't be taken away, rights, and that they are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And they're coming for that as well as our kids. We're not taking it anymore. You people are going to be struck down in your tracks. You'll be talking in public and you will drop over dead. And I'm sorry, I'm not wishing you to die. I'm not wishing harm on anyone. But I'm saying the Lord is in this and you're not going to be alive. So you knock it off. Pack it up, go enjoy your ill-gotten gains and your mansions and Martha's Vineyard, Obama. Buy houses by the ocean, but you say we're having climate change and the ocean's rising? You're a freaking liar, scumbag. Go enjoy your ill-gotten gains while you can because we're coming. And it's going to be a red tsunami, meaning a avalanche of people on the right. The Republican Party is growing. The Democrat Party is becoming like the Whig Party and just fading away into nothingness, like you should have after you did slavery and segregation. All right, be bold, be brave, and we'll all be free. And God bless America so we can bless the world. I declare this in Jesus' name. Amen.
You know, sometimes it's hard to decide what to watch on TV. Cox Contour TV makes that decision easier with the entertainment you love in one place. Enjoy live TV, on-demand programs, DVR recordings, and music, all with the sound of your voice with the Contour voice remote. Catch the golf and basketball action you've been waiting for and get real-time scores, stats, and highlights on the Contour Sports app. Learn more at cox.com/contour. Again, that's cox.com/contour.
It's time to spring on the cold brew topped with cold foam at Dunkin'. Whether you're feeling a little salty with our rich and creamy salted caramel cold foam, or a little sweet with our smooth and velvety sweet cold foam, we've got the perfect sips to match your springtime mood.
So it's like a choose-your-own-cold-foam adventure?
That's right. And no matter which smooth sips you're feeling, you always win.
Well, then I'm in the mood for an adventure.
Bring it on with salted caramel cold foam and sweet cold foam at Dunkin'. DD Perks members can enjoy a medium for $3. America runs on Dunkin'. Exclusions, additional charges, and terms may apply. Participation may vary.
You're like a circle that floats around me, keeping me safe and sound. And when I fall, you tied a rope to me. You're blessing me every day. I was down with an illusion, like a sparrow with broken wings, but now I shine with your reflection on me. I'm getting back up on my feet.
Sometimes it's hard to decide what to watch on TV. Cox
Okay, so I'm putting some notes in the bottom of the show notes, and I found these really compact, great games at, I think it was TJ Maxx. And I think that they would be good. Or no, it was at Marshall's. It's from ProfessorPuzzle.com. It's games for traveling. And we're going to be having to do a lot more road trips. And that means that you want to have your kids. While you still have kids, okay, they grow up really fast, people. So don't let them just grow up like weeds. You have to groom and nurture and trim and cultivate and water and put fertilizer on your children. That means you've got to grow good kids, and it takes a lot of work, but it's worth it, okay? You want to have kids that you're not fighting with as you are older and needing to have their help as you get, you know, at the end of your life, etc. But you also don't want to have schisms in your family. So part of that is having your kids think and believe as you do. Okay, you don't want to have communist kids. You don't want to have atheist kids. You don't want to have gender fluid kids, okay? Because it's mentally hard on you as well, but it's also not good for society. Our population is not growing fast enough, and that means that we're not going to be even having enough kids. It killed so many people of color, and particularly and blacks, millions and millions, that there's not enough people coming up to pay the Social Security on the existing population. So they had totally wiped out civilization and humanity by pushing abortion and by also pushing the idea of not having kids. The best and most wonderful and special thing you can do in this world is raise a child, whether it's a child that you adopt or a child that you have yourself. There's nothing more special. the happiest days of my life were raising my children. So don't be afraid to do that, people. Okay, it's worth it. It's worth every moment, every sacrifice. I regret none of it. I did without a lot because there was only one income most of our marriage, and I don't regret one moment of it. So those games I was mentioning at ProfessorPuzzle.com, I got mine at Marshall's. You make the time in a car to do a road trip to go travel to see relatives or to go to the 9/11 annual memorial festival benefits or the truthtour.net or the freedomfest.com or the reckoningfest.com or timetofreeamerica.com. If you're going and traveling, which is a lot safer than flying right now because of the COVID shot making people get side effects, put it that way, use that time to have your children listen to an old movie or a classical music, they have some appreciation for the things that you like, because I'm telling you, the kids today are being taught false history, and they are also really dumb. I mean, just like, I hate to say it, but dumb as a box of rocks or whatever the expression is. That's what the communists produce. They should not be anywhere near children or money because they are corrupt and they are evil and they are soulless and they're disgusting. And I know this from personal experience because where my sister taught, all the foreigners that are communists have their jobs. Good teachers that were old school teachers, they lost their jobs. Okay, that's what they're doing. They're purging. They're getting rid of the good and putting in the bad. So we are going to have to be building schools, and we're going to have to be building healing centers to take care of the children that are being rescued. 111, my goodness. At 111, exactly, the hawks, I don't think they're eagles, but the hawks showed up. So that's good. I think that's a good sign. Thank you, Lord. My owls that came actually ended up, I think they're gone, but we had three owls, and they took care of a lot of the mice problems that we had. And then after that, we were hit by a deluge of flies and tarantula and pincher bugs, and it's been really hard here. And we're trying to do some things to make it more presentable for our son's special day that's coming up next year. But part of it is that we're slowing down, getting older. But the other part of it is that when you live out in the country, it's very, unless you live on the East Coast where it's lush, it's very dirty and dusty. Like, a lot of leaves and trees being tracked in, especially with having animals here. So bottom line is, it's hard to keep up on things, but we're trying. We're going to get there. All right, so I think I'm still on. I'm not sure. But shop.laurabella is not done yet, but you can explore it. I think you get the idea what that's about. It's going to be for our people that are involved with Operation Rainbow. And we're near Rainbow, California, so that's why I called it that. Plus, key people are near Rainbow, California. And one of those key people is LT with N We Know. He's north of me. And the Rawhide Ranch is west of me. And south of me is San Diego, where the Midway, USS Midway, is in the harbor. And that's the ship that my husband's friend Jack Toll, that's why I called the episode For Whom the Bell Tolls. It was spelled differently, but it's Toll. He did the 9/11 events and organized them, and people from all over the world came to them on the Midway to honor people that had given their lives that day on 9/11/2001. So what people don't talk about is that the first responders and the dogs and the firefighters were told to go into the debris to find bodies, but they weren't told that there was really toxic stuff in the debris. And I'm not talking about burnt carpet and burnt walls. I'm talking about really toxic stuff. And that's going to come out, people, and that's going to freak people out that they would knowingly send people. Yeah, it ended. How surprising. I tried, Lord. I have to give up because I'm just not enjoying this at all. As soon as I talked about 9/11, I was cut off. All right. Be bold, people. And we'll all be free.